Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi once again with another Chuck Chat Freestyle for the Dog Days of Podcasting, Day 15, as we march closer on my road to retirement for the date of July 10th. T-minus 58 days and counting. This is the day when we released the episode of a work podcast called Breakpoint, the ServiceNow Developer Podcast with Chuck Tomasi and Lauren McManaman, where Lauren had done her interview with me. We recorded that a week or so earlier. I think I went over that. It was actually released. I even talked about the correction I had to make on Sunday, the minor edit when I said, hey, I'm retiring. I'm not dead. There was a new challenge that I did not see coming on this. I tried to foresee what I could when I was doing my project planning and making up tasks. But as I was getting responses to the social media, and this is only 2 days after, so I'm still spending quite a few hours responding to the comments, there were a number of people that had sent me DMs or emails or whatever that said, if you're ever in, name your favorite town, country, area here, we'd love to see you. And I went, that's very nice, but I'm not going to remember. How am I going to remember where these people are? So I started making a list in Evernote on the same document that I was cutting and pasting the nicer comments. I was just sort of collecting all these things in one place. And I said, okay, these are the people that I should reach out to when I go visit Germany or London or Orlando or wherever, because there are people all over the world that I would love to see. Hopefully they'll stay there for a while. But that's what I did. I don't want to announce it on social media going, hey, I'm going to Munich next week. If you're in Munich, look me up. Because that's just not a good thing you do on social media, because then somebody goes, hey, guess whose house we're going to rob. So I generally try not to socialize while I'm on a trip. Wait till we get back. The exception was the Instagram pictures that I was posting from Hawaii while we were there, but I knew somebody was here watching the place. So just a little bit of, I want to be safe and conscious. I put all of these, like I said, in the Evernote note, as many as I could recall and find and go, this is where this person is. And I will probably reach out to them through LinkedIn, so I don't have to rely on getting somebody's phone number or their address changing or email that doesn't work at that company anymore. So I also got a personal handwritten note emailed to me. It was in an image or PDF or something. And this is from one of my former teammates who's over in the UK. And I said, Dale, how did you do this? And he said, well, I've got this thing called a remarkable tablet. I went, ah, so do I. I thought that's what it was. And he confirmed. So we went back and forth on a couple of email exchanges about some tips and tricks and hacks that I did with this thing. And it was kind of like, oh, this is cool. So I may reach out to him again in a little bit, or as I have an idea to create a series of videos of things that I've learned. I know this device is like 4 years old now. It's crazy, but it's still very popular. And I'm discovering things that I don't think anybody else is doing in that way, because I posted a screenshot to Reddit and everybody's like, how did you make those icons? I'm like, well, okay, clearly I know something that somebody doesn't, and it's in my nature to share and let the ecosystem have at that. Although I could probably go on Fiverr and just say, hey, you want some icons? I'll make them for you for a few bucks. they don't take too long, but if it's something that other people may find valuable, why not? That was my thought when I was on my morning walk this morning. But I make some videos and share them with the community like that. The final thing on the 10th was that the new pogo pins for my DIY page turner for the Remarkable came in. And I got them all soldered up and made the connection. But again, I think I already mentioned this. The microcontroller, the Siduino Shao that's in the foot pedal, only powers up for about a second. And I still don't know if it's a power current draw or whatever. I'm going to try and make a hacky workaround that uses both the pogo pins and the USB connector. I have not done that yet, for what it's worth. So it's been over a month since I touched this thing. It's sitting right here on the desk, ready for more attention, but it will be a few more weeks before I get to that. And I'm not sure that may be my end result. You know, having the PDF on my Remarkable, it'd be a very nice thing to have. But I have at least two alternatives right now. One is the iPad and the other is the laptop. Nice thing about the Remarkable is it would be fewer devices, smaller foot pedal. Instead of three pedals side by side, it's one square pedal. So about a third of the size to pack something like that too, if I wanted to take it with me. So that is what happened on July 10th. I will be back tomorrow with a few more bullet items for July 11th. Till then, take care, stay safe. Bye.